It is very strange that, although I can recall the voices clearly, their faces are still blurred, and I can see only general outlines. Dad massive and slumped, Mom thin and quick. Hearing them now, arguing with each other across the years, I have the impulse to shout at them, "Look at him! There, down there, look at Charlie! He has to go to the toilet!" Charlie stands clutching and pulling at his red checkered shirt as they argue over him. The words are angry sparks between them, an anger and a guilt he can't identify. "Next September, he's going to go back to PS-13 and do the term's work over again." Why can't you let yourself see the truth? The teacher says he's not capable of doing the work in a regular class. That bitch a teacher? Oh, I've got better names for her. Let her start with me again, and I'll do more than just write to the Board of Education. I'll scratch that dirty slut's eyes out. Charlie, why are you twisting like that? Go to the bathroom. Go by yourself. You know how to go. Can't you see he wants you to take him? He's frightened. Keep out of this. He's perfectly capable of going to the bathroom himself. The book says it gives him confidence and a feeling of achievement. The terror that waits in that cold tile room overwhelms him. He's afraid to go there alone. He reaches up for her hand and sobs out, "Toy, toy," and she slaps his hand away. "No more," she says sternly. "You're a big boy now. You can go by yourself. Now march right into that bathroom and pull your pants down the way I taught you. I warn you, if you make in your pants, you'll get spanked." I can almost feel it now, the stretching and knotting in his intestines, as the two of them stand over him, waiting to see what he will do. His whimper becomes a soft crying, as suddenly he can control no longer, and he sobs and covers his face with his hands as he dirties himself. It is soft and warm, and he feels the confusion of relief and fear. It is his, but she will take it away from him, as she always does. She will take it away and keep it for herself, and she'll spank him. She comes toward him, screaming that he is a bad boy, and Charlie runs to his father for help. Suddenly, I remember that her name is Rose, and his name is Matt. It's odd to have forgotten your parents' names. And what about Norma? Strange, I haven't thought about them all for a long time. I wish I could see Matt's face now, to know what he was thinking at that moment. All I remember is that as she began to spank me, Matt Gordon turned and walked out of the apartment. I wish I could see their faces more clearly.
This ends Disc 2.